Jason.
Lord, we do pray that you will help us today as we turn to the Word of God.
主啊，我们祷告，在我们学习神的话的时候，你来帮助我们。
We continually remind ourselves that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们一直就是在提醒我们自己，人不应该只因着食物而活的，一是因为每一个字从神嘴里说出来的话。
And so we pray that you'll help us, especially today. May we have good understanding and may we have faithful obedience.
因为今天我们特别的是求您帮助我们让我们有个很好的理解，也有很忠实的一个圣父。
We give thanks again in Jesus' name.
我们再次向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, this afternoon I want us to go back to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
今天下午我们再次要回到提摩太前书的第六章。
And, we went over this chapter yesterday quite quick, last week quite quickly. I mentioned to you that this chapter, played a key role in my spiritual convictions.
因为上个星期呢，我们很快的读了一下提摩太前书第六章，我告诉大家这个在对我的属灵的方面的那种说服是很有效的。
So this theme of money is not just important to me, but it is an important theme in the life of all people, Christian and non-Christian alike.
所以这一章呢是关于金钱的，金钱不光是对我们基督徒是重要的，对所有的人都是重要在他们的人生中。
And so we're going back to it today to make sure that we clearly understand.
我们今天再次回到这一章呢，就是确保我们大家都理解。
And then we're going also to have some questions. If you've got a question on this passage,It would be good to ask it this afternoon. That will help us understand. Your question will help others understand as well as yourself.
所以呢，今天下午我们也会给大家一个提问的时间。这个就是今天下午就是一个最好的提问的时间。你的问题可能会帮助你们理解这一章，也帮助其他的人理解这一章。
So, request then is that as we spend a little bit of a time on an introduction, that you prepare some questions that we can consider.
因为我的计划就是说，当我做一点介绍的时候，你们大家呢就准备好问题。
There are really three movements in the chapter.
所以在这一章里呢，有三个动向。
The first movement is,What should the attitude be of a person who is a lowly employee or even a slave? What is his responsibility regarding money?
所以第一个呢，第一类的就是那些人，他们的位置比较低，他们甚至是做奴隶的，做奴仆的，和他们是怎么样对待金钱的。
And that's really verses 1 and 2.
所以实际上就是第一节和第二节。
And then the question is, what about the person who's got lots of money?
所以然后呢就是说那些已经有了很多钱的人怎么样。
And that's verses 17, 18 and 19.
那是呢第17节、第18节、第19节。
And then the verses in between, especially 6 through 10, those verses relate to people who don't always have much money, but would like a lot more.
实际上呢，第六节一直到第十节呢，就是关于那些人呢，他没有多少钱，但是他们想要有很多钱的人。
So we all fall into one of those three categories, or sometimes we're involved in more than one of those categories.
因为我们所有的人都和这三类的人都是有关系。 有时候我们甚至就说超过了三类都跟我们有关系。
And then there are other sections, the section 3 to 5 would be a warning against those who don't have much money, but really decide they want it. They don't behave properly in their poverty.
所以实际上呢，在那个第三节到第五节呢，就是描述那些人，他们没有太多的钱，但是他们想要有更多的钱，这样他们在他们的那个贫穷的时候，他们的人生的态度应该是怎么样的。
And then verses 11 through 16, they relate to people who have a pretty good money, but really would like more. And the desire for them to have more is a big problem. And so verses 11 to 16 are a warning against people who say, I would be far better if I had a lot more money.
实际上呢，在第十一节到第十六节呢，讲的那些人呢，他们有些钱，但是他们想要有更多的钱。实际上呢，就是说他们在这里，对那个金钱的态度，他们应该是怎么样，有怎么样的一个态度和行为，才可以正确的对待这些钱，而且在他们。 说呢，如果我有更多的钱，我可能会更好一点。
And then verses 20 to 21, 20 and 21, they present the conclusion from the whole section. And we'll just study that because we didn't mention it last week.
然后呢，就二十一节呢，是对这整篇文章的。 总结，因为我们现在要开始学习，上个星期我们并没有学。
So I'll read 20 and 21 and then Roy will read it in Chinese. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and in so doing have wandered from the faith.
所以呢，这个第二十节就是这样的。提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。So
Timothy is told, verse 20, guard what has been entrusted to your care.
所以提摩太呢，在 在第二十年里，提摩太被指导，你要持守所托付你的。
What is it that he is to guard?
那他 托付给他的是什么呢？
And the answer is not money. The whole section is about money. You would think that Paul would say to him, Paul, Timothy, the Lord has given you a little money. You protect that.
因为这个呢， 当然，答案不是钱，不是金钱，这整章呢都是在谈金钱的。你很容易就想到说呢，他跟提摩太说，神给了你这么多的钱，要把这钱保守好。But
the whole teaching of the passage is that there are things far more important than money.
所以这整章呢，教导的呢，就是说有比金钱远远重要的。
So Paul says, Timothy, to you has been entrusted the truth of God and the responsibility to proclaim the truth of God.
在这里，使徒保罗跟提摩太说呢，你就是要讲神的真理。
So you're going to have to guard that now, or you'll lose it. It'll be taken from you.
因为你要持守这样神的真理。 如果你不保守，他就会被拿走。
And at the same time, he says, turn away from godless chatter. Don't waste your time talking about things that are not going to be edifying as far as the church is concerned.
因为实际上呢，要躲避世俗的那些虚谈，你要避免这些虚谈，这样呢，这避免那些不能造就你和造就教会的那样的虚谈。
The whole chapter is don't get sidetracked by money.
所以呢，整篇文章呢，就是告诉你不要因为金钱而偏离。
There is a story.I'm not sure where it comes from, but it's repeated often in English-speaking communities.
所以有一个故事，我不知道这个故事是哪里来的，但是在讲英语的社群里面，通常都会讲这个故事。
And it's about a man who was in a race.
就是一个人在比赛。
And he was told, it's most important that you win the race.
他被告知就是说你如果赢得比赛是非常重要的。
And so he started to run. As he was running along, he found a big piece of gold on the road.
因为他就开始往前跑。当他跑了 一段路的时候，他发现有很大一块金子在路上。
So he just thought, well, that's pretty nice. So he just put it in his pocket and kept on running.
所以他说这个太好了，他就把它捡起来放在口袋里，继续往前跑。
And then he saw another piece of gold.
然后他又看见了一块金子。
And it was just off at the side of the road. So he went off the side of the road, put it in his pocket. He kept on running.
这就是在路边，所以他跑到路边就把它捡起来放在口袋里继续跑。
After a while, he saw some more. I think he ended up with 4 or 5 big pieces of gold in his pockets.
然后呢，他又看见了好几块，他认为就是他看见了5到6块差不多同样大的金子在他的口袋里。
But the gold weighed a lot and he was running pretty slow when he got to the end.
因为那个金子很重，所以他就跑得很慢，到了终点之前。
So much so that he lost the race.
所以呢，肯定是他输了比赛。
And so we've got to be careful. I think that's part and parcel of what is being taught here. Don't let money slow you down in your race.
也就是呢，我认为这是这个故事的一部分的，告诉我们不要让金钱让你的比赛放慢。
So again, the 3 positions. The first person is the one who is an employee, and frankly, he thinks he should be better treated.
因为有三件事，第一件呢，就是说他们呢是那个雇员，他认为他应该被很好的对待。
If you don't have enough to satisfy you, that's okay. If you've got food and clothing,That's all you need.
如果你的愿望得不到满足呢，这个没有关系。你所需要的只是衣服和食物，这是你全部你所需要的。
And one of the greatest men of God of the 19th century was a man who had had all kinds of money. He gave it up and he had very, very little.
因为呢，在19世纪有一个伟大的使神的人呢，他有很多很多钱，但是他全部都捐出去了，他自己只保留了一点点。
He was a traveling preacher, and he ended up living for 25 years out of one suitcase.
因为他是一个到处行回讲道的一个人，所以呢，他在25年之间他一直就是说靠一个手提箱来生活。
Then the second group is the people who say, I would be better if I had more, I want more, I think I can get more. And the verse that is very important to them is, see if I can find it now, verse 9, people who want to get rich.
实际上呢，这些第二类人呢，就是那些人他有一些钱，他们就想得到更多的钱。他们说呢，如果我有更多的钱呢，我就会变得更好。所以第九节讲的是这些想要发财的人。
Okay, that's a very, very bad position to be in. People who want to get rich, the next word says fall. They will fall.
这是一个很糟糕的一个位置，因为这里讲到的呢，那些要发财的人呢，他们会就会陷在什么里面。
All right, the third group is those who are rich, and if you are rich,You got a big problem because the easiest thing to do if you are rich is to trust your riches.
第三类人呢，就是那些真的是有钱的人。如果你真的很有钱的人，那就是你有一个很大的问题，就是你只相信你的钱。
So turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 30.
所以呢，来到箴言的第三十章，大家可以翻到箴言三十章。
At the end of the book of Proverbs, chapter 30.
在那个箴言第三十章的结尾处。
Verse 7 says, Two things have I asked of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
因为第七节说呢，我求你两件事，在我未死之前不要不赐给我。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me, and give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
第八节，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
And the reason is if you don't get me enough, otherwise, verse 9, I may have, sorry, if you give me too much, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord?
这里的原因呢，就是第九节，九节说如果您给我太多，恐怕我饱足，不认识你说耶和华是谁呢？
Very hard.For rich people to go to heaven because they end up saying, I don't need the Lord, I've got lots of money.
所以对那个有钱人进天堂呢是很难的，因为他们总会说呢，我不需要主，因为我有大量的金钱。
On the other hand, if I'm too poor, I may become poor and steal.And so dishonor the name of my God.
另一面呢，就是又恐怕我贫穷，贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
So the writer to the Proverbs says, put me in the middle. So I'm not too rich and I'm not too poor. I want to be right in the middle, please.
所以那个箴言的作者说呢，把我放在中间，我也不想要有钱，我也不想要贫穷，请把我放在中间。
Now the writer here may or may not have been Solomon, but certainly Solomon was very, very rich.
这个作者呢，可能是所罗门，也可能不是，因为所罗门非常非常富有。
And the question is, was he too rich?
那问题是，是不是所罗门太有钱了？
The answer is yes. He was so rich.That he could buy independence from the Lord and he bought pleasure that the flesh wanted and his heart was turned away from God.
所以呢实际上呢所罗门真的是很有钱所以呢他不能从主那里买到自由所以但是他用他的钱呢就去满足他的肉体的欲望。
So our responsibility then is to follow the Lord, especially regarding our money.
所以我们的职责呢就是顺服主特别是关于在我们的金钱方面。
And I told you a little bit about myself. Sometimes I wonder if I didn't maybe tell you too much about myself.
所以呢我要告诉你关于我的一点点事情有时候我担心呢 可能我告诉讲我自己讲的太多了。
This was a big issue in my life. I had to be humble before the Lord in order to protect myself from the temptations. And I guess I learned a lot from the big issues regarding money.
所以呢，实际上这在我的人生中呢，是我要面临的一个很大的问题。我必须谦卑自己，来到主面前，让主让我不要陷入金钱的试探。
All right. Well, now are there some questions on this very important topic? I would say questions really regarding all of 1 Timothy, but especially any questions regarding the money part of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
所以现在大家有任何的问题可以提出来，我就是觉得整个提摩太前书的问题都可以问，但是特别重要的呢，就问题也放在今天这一章，是放在金钱的问题上，你们也可以问其他的章节的问题。
Any questions?
有没有问题？
There's a verse that we read. I'll see if I can find it again. Verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. At the bottom of much evil is the love of money.
现在第十节讲呢，金钱呢是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，所以所有的问题呢就是贪财。
People steal to get more money.
人们去偷，来偷到更多的钱。
Businessmen often cheat to get more money.
商人呢，通常呢，欺骗，通过欺骗得到更多的钱。
I was amazed. I worked in a large corporation.
所以呢，我在一个很大的一个公司工作，我非常感到惊奇。
And I was invited one day with some other members of the management group for my part of the company. We went to see a movie on the subject of cheating, stealing from the company.
因为有一天呢，他被邀请参加公司的一个高层的一个会议。在高层的会议呢，他代表他负责的那一部分。他们当时会议是在看一个电影，这个电影是关于公司怎么样从公司里偷钱和欺诈钱的。
There were, I believe, 6 or 7 people in this room that day.
他认为有6到7个人在那个房间里。
And we saw this film that was very authoritative, and it went for about a half an hour, but one of the things it said was this.
所以呢，他们在那里看了个电影，这个电影呢，就一直到一个半小时的时候呢，里面讲到这样一件事。
It said 10% of your employees will steal from you all the time.
所以这里讲到呢，在你的雇员中有10%的员工一直在偷公司的钱。
It said 10% of your employees will never steal from you.
它里面又讲到呢，有10%的你的员工从来不会从公司里偷一分钱。
And then it said the rest of you employees, the 80% in the middle, you will only steal from the company sometime.
所以里面讲到的，在这中间的其余的80%的人呢，那些人呢，只是有时候从公司偷点钱。
So I listened to that and I chuckled to myself and I said, that means 90% of the employees in the company will steal from the company.
因为当时呢，我自己就在那里，我自己卡住了。我觉得说呢，这个意思呢，就是说有90%的公司的员工呢，是会从公司偷钱的。
So when the video or the movie was over, I got up from the table and I looked at my friends and with a smile on my face and a bit of a chuckle in my voice, I said, I sure learned a lot about you guys today.
所以然后那个电影看完了以后呢，然后我就站起来，站起来我就跟其他的那些人说呢，我的声音还有点那种不连续，我就说呢，我今天真的从知道了你们这些人的很多的事儿。
And nobody laughed.
所以没有人笑。
5 years later, 4 of those men had been fired from the company because they were stealing from the company.
所以呢，5年以后，其中的4个人呢，被公司炒了鱿鱼，因为他们从公司偷钱。
Okay, the love of money is a root, it is the root of all kinds of evil, and you and I have got to fight against it.
所以呢，贪财呢，它是一条路，也是那条路，就是我们必须都要面对的问题。
Many people will tell you that it's only proper to cheat on your income tax. Everybody does that.
所以很多人认为呢，在那个报税上啊，你去做一些欺诈是没有问题的，因为大家都这么做。
The country of Italy is often near financial bankruptcy because people will not pay their taxes.
所以意大利政府呢，通常都处在破产的边缘，因为他们国家的人都不付税。
God says Christians aren't like that. They must have an honest response to money.
因为神说呢，基督徒不应该这么做，他们应该在金钱上面有那个责任。
Okay, I'm going back to the question. Do you have any questions? Anybody got any questions?
再次回到这个问题方面，大家任何人有任何的问题？
Go ahead, Sunny.
我就是想问您，想问 Harold， 怎么把握教育孩子的分寸？因为我们鼓励孩子好好学习，去做他喜欢的事情，有上进心。我们通常说是，那他一不小心，他就会挣的就会有余，就会多余。刚才箴言里讲的，只是衣食有余，可能不仅如此。那如果我们说不鼓励他们奋斗，那好像也不合适，因为他也不能成为别人的负担。
Okay, so Sunny's question is, how do we educate our children properly? Because if we encourage them to work hard, they may make lots of money. But if we don't encourage them, they may make less money. So that's how we do that properly.
The Bible always encourages us to work hard.
他说那个圣经呢，总是鼓励我们努力的去工作奋斗这些。
And if we work hard, we will get money.
如果我们非常努力的工作呢，我们就会得到金钱。
The question is, who's going to give us the money?
这问题是呢，谁会给我们这些钱呢？
And if we spend all our time working to get money from the world, we will end up being rich in the world and poor in the things of God.
其实就是我们把我们所有的时间呢，都花在从这个世界里去赚钱的话呢，我们就会在这个世界里变得富有，而且在神面前就变得贫穷了。
But if we work hard for Jesus, We may not be rich in this world, but we will sure be rich in heaven.
所以如果我们非常努力的去为主耶稣工作呢，我们在这个世界可能不会富有，但是确定，很确定的是我们在天堂会很富有。
So we must teach our children to work hard for Jesus.
所以我们要教育我们的孩子呢，努力的为主耶稣工作。
And that's not always easy to do, but that's what a responsible parent does. He does everything to help the children work hard for the Lord Jesus.
所以这不是一件很容易去做的事儿，但是却是每一个家长的职责。他们应该教育他们的孩子们努力的为主工作。
So my parents taught me to work hard. They just didn't pay me very much.
所以他的父母呢就教导他要努力的工作，但是他们却不付他钱。
Because they knew that God would pay me.
因为他们知道神会付他。
So they didn't bother paying me. They said, God will pay you, Harold. You're all right.
所以他们根本就想都没想要付我钱，他们说神会付你钱的 ，Harold， 你不要担心。
Now they always gave me good food and more than I needed, but they really never paid me. They just got things for me. So when I graduated from university, my net worth was minus $800.
所以呢，实际上呢，他的父母呢，就是给他吃的。给他所需要的都是超过他所用的，他从来不会给他钱，所以他当从大学毕业的时候呢，实际上他的净资产只是负800块钱。
And I can't remember at all how I got to that number. All I do is remember when I graduated, I said, all right, how much are you worth? And I calculated minus $800.
所以呢，他不知道那个数字是怎么来的，所以当他毕业的时候呢，他计算了一下，他说我现在有多少钱呢？结果一算出来，他是负800块钱，他欠人家800。
And then I started to work, and pretty soon I had a net worth that was plus $800.
然后呢，就开始找工作，他为了工作呢，一段时间以后呢，他就是他的资产就是正800。
And since that time, God has always given me far more than I needed.
从那以后呢，神就一直给他远远超过他所需要的金钱。
So the responsibility of the parent is to teach the children to work and to trust God for the responsible reward.
所以实际上呢，那个负责任的父母呢，就是教育孩子去工作。去工作呢，就是说神呢会被为他所工作的给他应该得到的。
You'll remember in Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, no, Second Thessalonians, Chapter 3.
记得帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章，帖后第三章。
And I'm trying to find the verse that says, if a man does not work, he should not eat. That's verse 10. Second Thessalonians 3:10.
所以呢，帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第十节，他尝试祷告。那个不工作就不吃饭。
Or even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat.
帖后第三章第十节，我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
So the man of God is very often the hardest worker.And not really terribly interested in how much he earns.
所以呢，实际上呢，在属神的人呢，实际上是一个非常努力工作的人，他并不在乎他能赚多少钱。
Now, the Bible is full of stories about that.
圣经里充满了这样的故事。
The story of Joseph is just like that, isn't it?
所以约瑟的故事就是这样的，是不是？
He was a slave to Potiphar, and he worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And he never got paid anything. He just got cheated.
所以他是那个 Potiphar 的那个奴隶，所以他不断的工作，不断的工作，但是从来没得到任何的报酬，但是而是被欺骗了。
Then he went to prison. And when he was in prison, he worked so well, he became both the chief prisoner and the chief guard.
所以呢，他然后被关在监狱里。在监狱里呢，他非常努力的工作，最后他变成了那个监狱的头和守卫的头。
And God says, Joseph, I saw all that. And so Joseph wakes up one morning in prison, and he goes to bed that night in the palace.
所以实际上呢，神跟约瑟说，约瑟，我看见了你所做的一切。然后他早晨从监狱里醒来，然后晚上就睡在皇宫里。
And I think when he was walking around his rooms in the palace that night and looking at all the luxury that was around him, he probably said, Lord, you pay pretty good wages. Thank you.
我认为他那天他在那个皇宫里，他的房间里，他看见周围所有的一切的时候呢，他就跟主说，主啊，您付我的太多了，非常感恩。
Daniel was the same, wasn't he?
但以你也是一样的，是不是？
Daniel's life is very interesting. Daniel goes from the top to the bottom, to the top to the bottom, to the top to the bottom.
所以呢，但以你的人生是非常有趣的，他就起起落落，从顶到底，从顶到底。
He actually started up at the top, went to the bottom a few times, but he ended up at the top.
所以但是实际上他是从顶点开始的，然后在下面呢，在底部呢，就好几次。最后呢，结束是也是在顶点。
So let me just tell you his story.
让我告诉你一下他的故事。
Daniel was born rich. He was born into the royal family of the house of Judah.
但以理呢，他是出生来呢，就是在很富有的。他出生在犹大的那个部落的那个皇族里。
Under normal circumstances,He expected that when he became a man, he would either be king or he would be one of the chief ministers in the government.
所以按照通常的逻辑呢，他的人生呢，应该不是做了国王，就是做了一个部长。
He was born at the top, but then Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed the kingdom, and he went down to the bottom.
因为他是出生的时候就是出生在一个很高的顶点，而尼布甲尼撒呢就消灭了犹大国，他的人生就变到了底部。
And he goes off as a prisoner to Babylon, and when he gets to Babylon, they decide that some of the men should be trained at the university, and Daniel goes right to the top. AndAll these outstanding university students, and they were even fed the best food in the world.
因为让那但以理呢作为囚徒被掳到那个巴比伦去了。在巴比伦的时候呢，他已经到了人生的底部。然后呢，他们呢决定呢，这些以色列说有些人呢要受到教育，然后就派了搞了一些人到了那个大学去学习。他在大学学习，他的位置是什么样的？实际上他们可以吃那个国王吃的食物，所以他当时也在一个很高的位置。
And Daniel and his friends said, we can't eat that terrible food. And they said, you either eat it or you'll be down at the bottom again.
因为那个但以理和他的朋友们呢说，我们不能吃这样的食物。但是呢，他们那些管他们的人说呢，你必须吃这样的食物。如果你们不吃的话，我们就把你们又赶回在底层去。
Daniel said, I won't eat it, but you just test me to see whether I can get along on vegetables and water.
所以呢，他答应你说我坚决不吃这样的食物，你观察一段时间，给我一段时间，看我只吃蔬菜和水能不能够持续下去。
And from the bottom, he eats his vegetables and water, and he graduates from the university 10 times smarter than his professors. He's back at the top again.
所以实际上他在大学里呢，就是在底部呢吃那些蔬菜和水。但是他从大学毕业的时候呢，他比他的大学的教授还要聪明十倍，所以他又回到了底部。
And his friends were up there with him.And then his friends were told, when you see, they hear the music, you bow down to that great big image, and if you bow down, that'll be wonderful. And if you don't, we'll kill you in the fiery furnace.
于是让他的朋友呢也跟他一起在那个底部，然后他们的朋友被告知呢，当你听到那个音乐响起来的时候呢，你就像那个大的雕塑要去跪拜，要如果你不拜的话，我们就把你们放火窑里烧死。
And they wouldn't, so they ended up at the bottom. Actually, they ended up at the bottom of the fiery furnace.
于是就让他们就不去拜那个雕像，然后呢，所以他们又回到了那个底部。他们的底部实际上呢，就是在那个火窑里面。
And Jesus was with them there, and Nebuchadnezzar brought them out of the furnace.And he put them up at the top again, finest positions in the government.
所以主耶稣当时呢跟他们在火窑里跟他们在一起，然后吉布贾尼撒把他们带出来的时候，他们在那个国家又到了顶层。
And then along comes Nebuchadnezzar's grandson Belshazzar, and Daniel is kicked out of government, and he goes way down.
因为接着的尼布甲尼撒的那个孙子也来了，然后他把那个代言领又踢出了政府，那个代言领又回到了底层。
And the handwriting is on the wall, and Belshazzar says, if someone can explain what that means, I'll raise him to the top. I'll make him third ruler in the kingdom.
于是这样呢，当时呢，在那个墙上呢，出现了个字。那个人那个尼布甲尼撒孙子就说，如果谁能解释这个字的意思，我会重新把和这个国家的第三的位置给他，但是你又回到了高层。
And, Daniel comes in, and Daniel explains what happens, and for a few minutes, Daniel is at the top.
因为戴英里来了，他把那个墙上的话解释给他听了。然后戴英里就又回到了，在几分钟里回到了顶层。
And then, of course, the Persian army comes in and they say, "Who is running this country?"
然后那个波斯的军队就来了，他们说呢，谁在管理这个国家
？Daniel's just been promoted to run the country, and therefore they say, "Okay, you're the one we should kill first."They always kill the guys at the top first.
因为戴英里当时被提拔成那个国家的管理人员，所以那些波斯王说啊、哦，如果你是管理这个国家的人，我就把你给杀了，因为他们通常是把一个国家的最高领导人给杀了。
And so Daniel goes all the way to the bottom.
那戴英里又回到了底部。
But this king says, "I wonder who can help us."Maybe there's somebody, and Daniel is recommended, and King Darius moves them all up to the top right after that. He went from the top to the bottom to the top, probably in a few days.
实际上呢，当时的那个波斯王就说呢，我们需要有些人来帮助我们这国家。那个戴英里可能是合适的人选。然后在那个戴英里的人生中几天中，他可能上上下下来回了好几趟。
And then all of his fellow employees.They gang up on him, and they pass a law saying you can't pray to any other god, and they trap Daniel, and Daniel goes down to the bottom into the den of lions.
然后又有三个人呢，三个人呢，他们就是嫉妒那个戴英里，他们就说呢，设了一个陷阱，说你不能朝别的神敬拜，然后呢，就抓住了戴英里又回到了那个狮子坑里去了。
And he's at the bottom in the den of lions for what?Six, eight, 10 hours, and then he goes to the top again.
因为他在那个狮子坑里待了多久呢？是六天十个小时以后，他又回到了高层。
What did Daniel prove? Number one, work. That's important.
所以但以理证明了什么？第一，就是说工作是非常重要。
Number two, money is not important. God's important. You serve the Lord. Don't worry about the money end of it.
第二个呢，就是金钱不是重要的，神才是重要的。你去服侍神，不要管金钱。
Okay, it's a marvelous story.
是一个很神奇的故事。
Can I tell you one more story?
我要告诉你另外一个故事吗？可以。
This is the Sunday night story.
这是星期天晚上的故事。
The children of Israel are slaves in Egypt. They follow the Lord to the wilderness. They go round and round the wilderness and they've got nothing, 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 nothing. And then they go into the land of Canaan and they fight all their wars. The book of Joshua ends with a wonderful line. It says, and they all went back to their inheritance.
所以实际上呢，当时的以色列人在埃及做奴隶，然后神把他们从埃及带出来，在旷野里走走走走，他们就是失去了很多东西，逐渐的什么什么什么都没有了。最后呢，他们神又把他们带到了迦南地，神应许之地。到了应许之地以后呢，他们得到了所有他们有的东西。所以在约书亚记的最后一章里，最后结尾处说，他们得到了所有他们应许得到的基业。
They didn't work for money. They worked for Jesus. They worked for God. And when they were finished, God gave them a bountiful inheritance.
因为他们呢，不是为了金钱而工作，他们为神而工作。当他们最后结束的时候呢，神给他们极其丰丰富富的基业给他。
Do we strive for more money or do we strive for the blessing of God?
所以我们去为金钱而奋斗呢，还是为神给我们赐的福气而去奋斗呢？
But we certainly got to go to work.
但是肯定的是我们要去工作。
Any other question or comment?
你们大家还有没有问题和那个？
我有个问题啊。
啊。
就是提摩太前书五章十一节和十二节。
OK。
跟那个哥林多前书七章三十九节这两段经文怎么来统一？就是他然后就是那个提摩太前书的这个什么叫违背了起初的誓言而受审判，这个我不太清楚。
嗯嗯，所以说你是说的是提前十一十二五章，然后临前的七章的
三十九，
三十九。OK。So, Nicole's question is about that First Timothy chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 12.And how this verse is compared with that First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39. So she also didn't understand what says because they have broken their first place.
They've broken their first love. Where is that? What verse is that?
Verse 12.
Verse 12, thus they bring judgment on themselves because they've broken their first pledge. All right. My first question is to make sure I understand the question. First, this First Corinthians 7 verse. What verse?
39, chapter 7 verse 39.And the 39 is, a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, my brain is moving too slowly on this one. Try, I'm trying to study from the wrong Bible, and I find it almost impossible to think from a New International Version Bible. And that's part of my confusion. Bob, I'm just going to write these down in my margin so that I don't lose them, so that I can refer to them and begin to tie back to the question.
所以他说他的那个今天脑子呢反应有点慢，所以呢他找到的呢是那个新国际版的那个译本，那个新国际版译本呢，他认为他如果读这个新国际版呢，可能好像是不可能找到答案，所以他要把那个和那个国王钦定版的这两个版对照着，然后呢现在是把他那个记下来，然后再看看从那里找到答案。
Okay, so again, what is the question? Specifically, what's the question?
And the question is about the First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39, and the First Timothy chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
Yeah.
It looks like a little bit of conflict.
What kind of conflict? Tell me the conflict. Again, I'm working from the wrong translation, so I'm slow to learn it. What's the conflict?
So this is, I think the conflict is that, but if her husband dies, she's free to marry anyone she wishes.
Yeah.
But, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 11, it says, you cannot marry anyone.
No. 1 Corinthians chapter, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Yeah, 我们来读一下格林多前书第五章。
And it says verse 11, as for the younger widows, do not put them on a list of the widows who need support.
Okay, 他说的是提摩太前书的第五章第十一节，大家可以翻到那第五章第十一节说，他说的意思呢，就是说对于年轻的寡妇可以随意辞他。
It says, for when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they will want to marry. Thus, they bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house, and not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things they ought not to. Verse 14, so I counsel younger widows to marry. So I don't see the conflict.
实际上他说这里讲的呢，那个，因为他们的情欲发动就违背了基督，违背基督的时候想要嫁人了，他被定罪，已经废弃了当初所许的愿，并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲言，不但是懒惰，又收藏道德，好管闲事，说些不当说的话，所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人。所以他说这里是没有矛盾的。
我认为是，他是先说，十一节、十二节，先说因为废弃了当初的信约而受定罪，他先定罪，后面才说，同时他们还怎么样、怎么样、怎么样。那也就是说，同时这个是在定罪之后了。那他们为什么会被定罪？我就是想明白这个。
Okay, so 那个 Nicole's question is about that in verse 12.That says, thus they bring judgment on themselves. So she thought that follow the verses, verse 13 and 14, so just after they have been judged. They're already guilty, I think it is.
They're already guilty.
Yeah.So the followers, verse 13 and 14, just as after they are guilty. This is why they are guilty. The first
no, I think what Paul is saying is this, that if there is an older widow who cannot work and doesn't have enough money, she should be cared for by the church. But, go ahead.
所以他认为那个使徒保罗在这里讲到的呢是那些老年的寡妇，他们没有能力工作，所以呢他们教会应该去照顾他们。
But if there is a younger woman, then she should work, or she should marry, or both. She should not be sitting around like an older lady.
所以他认为呢，如果这些年轻的寡妇呢，他们应该工作或者嫁人，或者工作又嫁人，所以他们不应该到处闲逛。
If you go to Blenheim Lodge today where the older widows are, and you say to them, why don't you get up and go to work?
所以如果你今天跑到那个老人院 Blenheim 那个老人院，你说你为什么不去工作呢？
They will probably say to you, how can I go to work? I don't even know whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
所以呢，那些老年寡妇就跟你说呢，我怎么能去工作呢？我连昨天、今天、明天都分不清楚，我怎么能去工作呢？
So it would be very logical and proper for us to care for those who cannot work.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，对我们来说是很合乎逻辑的去照顾那些不能工作的老年人。
But it would be very foolish for us to encourage those who can work and should work. It would be terribly foolish if we encourage them not to work.
所以呢，对我们来说，如果是去鼓励那些年轻的能够工作的人不工作，对，这样是非常愚蠢。
So the younger widows, instead of sitting around not doing anything and end up talking and criticizing, they should work. They should marry and work, or they should work without marrying. But you've got to work.
实际上对那些年轻的寡妇呢，他们就不应该懒惰闲逛，他们就应该去工作，或者是嫁人，或者嫁人又工作。或者工作不嫁人，但是他们肯定是要工作的。
他的意思就是第十二节的那个定罪是因为第十三节的这个原因，是这意思吗？
Okay. So, I think Nicole says is the reason they are guilty in verse 12 is because verse 11.Is that correct?
No, 13节。
13节。
因为13节，所以12节被定罪，是这个意思吗？
Okay, so actually she said that it's because of the reasons in verse 13. So in verse 12, they are guilty.
I think the cause and effect is a bit of a confusion here.
他认为原因在这里有点那个比较乱。
The cause, the first thing is they are idle. The effect is they do things that are bad.It isn't that they are bad, it is that when they're idle, they are encouraged to do things that are bad.
实际上他说这里的原因呢是因为他们懒惰呢，所以他们就去做坏事。他们做坏事的那个动机呢又是他们懒惰。
Let me tell you another story about me and my mother.
告诉你一点关于我和我妈妈的故事。
I learned a lot from my mother.
我从她妈妈那里学到了很多的东西。
When I was a little boy, I was a little boy.
当她是个小男孩的时候呢，她就是个小男孩。
Okay, I wasn't an old man. I wasn't a good boy. I was just a normal, everyday kind of a little boy.
他不是一个成年人，也不是一个好的孩子，他就是一个正常的，每天都会有的那样的男孩。
Oftentimes, my mother would call me, and she would say, Harold, stop playing, I want you to come in, please.
因为通常的他妈妈呢，会叫他说 Harold, 不要玩了，进来。
She would say, I want you to take this money,And I want you to go to the store, and I want you to buy me a can of chicken and rice soup.
所以他说呢，我要你把这个钱拿着，拿到附近的杂货店，买一罐那个鸡和那个米做的汤。
She told me that so often that I began to wonder what's going on.
所以他通常就那么去告诉我，我就奇怪什么发生了什么事儿。
I thought, what's the matter with that woman? Why couldn't she buy two cans of chicken and rice soup when she was at the store?
那这个女人就是脑子有什么问题吗？为什么她不让我一次买两罐那个汤呢？
And then she would say, you can go back and play with your friends after, but you must go to the store for me now.
他说呢，你可以在那个买了东西回来以后去玩，但是你必须现在先去买东西。
And I would say, oh, all right. And I would go, but I wasn't happy.
所以我说呢，是，然后我就去了，但是我不高兴。
Now, why did she do that?
她为什么那么做呢？
She did that.In order to train me to put work before play.
所以他们做的目的呢，就是要训练我把工作放在玩之前。
And she knew the truth of this proverb. It's not in the Bible, but it's true. This is what it says.
他知道这样一个真理这样有一个真言，这个真言不是在圣经里，但是这么讲的。
It says the devil finds work for idle hands to do.
所以呢，他说那个魔鬼呢，跟那些懒惰的手找到工作去做。
She said, if I just let Harold sit there, he will be tempted by the devil to do something wrong. I'm going to let him work so that the devil won't be able to tempt him to do something wrong.
他说呢，如果我让 Harold 坐着那话呢，魔鬼呢可能就会去诱惑 Harold。但是呢，如果我让他去做些事儿，那个魔鬼呢就没有机会来诱惑 Harold。
And so the Bible's counsel is always this. Don't give the devil any opportunity to tempt you.
所以圣经给我们的教导永远是这样的，不要给魔鬼任何的机会来诱惑你。
Now Narissa knows that when you're at university,And you've got an exam tomorrow, you're not going to be tempted to do something bad today. You've got to study for that crazy exam.
因为 Narissa 呢，他在大学里他知道，如果你明天有个大的考试，你今天呢，你会放下所有的事去准备考试。
And so the devil often says to me,You come and do this. And I say, devil, I can't do that. I'm too busy doing good things to go with you to do bad things.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，经常会诱惑我说 Harold, 你来做点坏事。而且说我现在 太忙了，我忙的时间去做好事，我忙的根本就没有时间给你干坏事。
That is why at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we work toward more and more the principle of the priesthood of all believers. What is your job?
这就是我们十六街教会里我们一直持守着让大家努力的工作，就像那个祭司那样，就说你的职责是什么，你应该做什么。
If you've got a job for Jesus, you don't have time to take to go with your friends and serve the devil.
那如果你在为主耶稣基督工作的话呢，你就没有机会，也没有时间和你的朋友去服侍魔鬼。
So back to the verses 11, 12, and 13, Paul says this. He says, it's better for the young widows to marry or to just be working, because if they're doing that, they'll be doing something good. But if you give them too much free time, they will begin to do bad things. They'll talk too much. They'll criticize. They'll complain. Don't do that. Let them work.
实际上呢，第十一节、第十二节、第三节，使徒保罗说的意思呢，就是说，让他们那些年轻的寡妇去工作，或者是嫁人，不要给他们太多闲暇的时间。如果你给他们太多闲暇的时间呢，他们就会去干一些坏事，就像是游手好闲呐、说长道短呐、说八卦了、管闲事。不要让他们闲着，就让他们去工作。
So the story is true in the army as well.
就在军队里这样的故事也是真的。
When people sign up for the army, they usually come from home where mommy has been very good to them.
因为当那些人参军的之前呢，他们通常在家里，他们的妈妈们呢是会对他们很好。
When they get there, they go to the kitchen for food, and the food is cold, and the food isn't cooked properly, and it tastes terrible, and it's cheap food, and they're used to good food, and they say, I don't like it here in the army.
实际上他们当他们到厨房去吃饭的时候呢，那个食物通常是冰冷的，而且也是没有被很好的去烹调的，而且那个味道也不好。他们说呢，是很廉价的食品，当然也是好的食品。但是呢，他们觉得说呢，我不喜欢吃这里的食堂的菜。
And then they have to go out on an out trip, and they go to bed, and there's rocks under their mattress, and there's bumps and pains and bugs and everything, and they complain. They say, this is terrible. I'm used to sleeping at home where you get a good night's sleep. Now, who wants to be in the army?
今天他们的白天呢出去训练呢精疲力尽的时候呢，回到家里睡在床上了，那床上又是有石头子，又是有虫子，这那的，反正就是他一天训练了一天，睡在床上这里疼那里疼，他谁想待在这样的一个军队里。
And then they go out to war.
让他们出去打仗。
And when they get to war, there's no food. And when they get to war, they can't sleep because the bombs are going off.
所以当他去打仗的时候没有东西可吃，也没有地方可睡，因为炸弹不断地落在他们周围。
And then by the grace of God, they win a battle.
那藉着神的恩典，他们赢得了战争。
And after they've taken some of the enemy captive, somebody comes in with a food truck. And it's food. It's old. It's stale. It's cold.And it's food, and they love it.
所以呢，然后呢，他们呢就把那个敌人的战俘啊，俘虏他们以后，他们就发现了一卡车食物。那食物呢，就是冰冷的，食物是冰。 所以食物是变冷的，也是变质的，又是不好的。但是当时他们饿了，他们就说这个东西太好吃了，他们喜欢吃。
And they lie down at night, and they sleep all night, and not one bomb goes off.
所以呢，他们在晚上睡觉的时候呢，整晚上没有一颗炸弹落在他们那。
And they wake up in the morning, and they all say, "This is wonderful."
然后他们早晨醒来说，啊，这个太美好。
Okay, now God wants us to fight for Jesus. And when we fight for him, we're not going to complain about bad food. We're not going to complain about lumpy beds. We're going to rejoice because somebody found the Savior.
因为神呢，要我们为了主耶稣基督而战斗。当我们为主耶稣基督而战斗的时候，我们不会抱怨食物不好吃，也不愿，哦，不会抱怨，哎，肠不舒服。当我们为主耶稣战斗的时候呢，有些人呢找到了他的救主。
So here's the counsel. Get so busy working for Jesus that when the next person gets saved, you say, Hallelujah!
因为这里就是说呢，你要不让自己变得非常的忙，非常忙的话呢，当一个人呢，得救以后啊，你就会说哈利路亚。
Okay. That's not a joke. That's the truth of God. Yeah.
这个不是笑话，这是神的真理。
That's why the Lord says, I've got some work for you to do, Harold. I say, Lord, I'm tired. He says, okay, you can sleep when you get to heaven. I'll give you lots of time off when you get to heaven. In the meantime, I've still got more work for you to do. Get up, get going.
这就是神跟我说，说Harold，我有些工作要你做。我会说，主啊，我已经很累了，我想睡觉。那个主说，啊，到了天堂的时候有足够的时间让你睡觉，所以现在你起来去工作，去工作。
Any other question?
I think Linda may have question.
Yeah, Linda.
也是那个十二节了，就是他们废弃了当初所许的愿，这个当初所许的愿是什么呀？
Yeah, so the question is also in verse 12. So they have broken their first pledge. So what's their first pledge?
Probably the first pledge is, I'm going to have trouble saying precisely. If you get married, you have a pledge.
所以呢，他说呢，他可能有点难说，但是呢，他讲呢，当你结婚的时候呢，你应该许了个愿。
And the pledge in English, the pledge usually goes like this.
所以在
Go ahead.
在英语里呢，这个愿许的愿呢，通常是这样。
The pledge says, "And forsaking all others." I will keep me for you as long as we both shall live.
因为这个呢就是说啊，为了所有在所有人的面前我要说呢，当你活着的时候我会一直是你的。
Now that's the way a good marriage begins.
这就是一个婚姻的好的开始。
But sometimes,The woman sees another man.
有时候呢，那个女人呢，去找另外的男人。
And for some reason or another, and in one way or another, her heart begins to go over to him. It may be just a friendship, it may be something far more serious, but there's just that slight forsaking.Of that first pledge.
因为呢实际上呢她呢这个女人呢她就开始在心里呢对那个其他的那个男人呢可能就 开始心有点分到那边去了，也许只是简单的朋友关系，也许是更严肃的一些其他的正当关系，但是呢在这种意义上来说，他就离弃了他当初许的愿。
And of course a man could do exactly the same. And so not all marriages end up happily. Some marriages end up in divorce and in great sorrow.
实际上呢男人呢也会做同样的事儿，所以大多数的婚姻呢并不是在以幸福结束的，通常都是以离婚收场，引起了极大的痛苦。
Now, the same is true in the Christian life. When you first trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you realize how wonderful it is, you often say, I am going to live the baptized life. I am going to live for Jesus. My pledge, my vow, my commitment is, I will live for Jesus alone.
所以这个呢是很容易对基督徒来说呢也是会发生同样的事儿。当你刚开始接受主耶稣基督为你的救主的时候，你说这个太好了，太美了，所以呢我要一生都活着这样一个圣洁的生活，然后我只为主耶稣基督而活。
But then, as they go through the Christian life, other opportunities, other temptations,arise, and many times they turn in their hearts away from the Lord.
所以实际上在基督徒的人生中呢，随着时间的推移呢，很多的机会或者很多的诱惑都起来了，所以这个时候呢，他们的心呢可能就转离了主耶稣。
And oftentimes they just grow cold in their heart rather than havingGreat passion for the Lord.
所以通常呢，这些人的心呢就变得冰冷了，而不是说有极大的热情为主工作。
Okay, and so instead of following him, they start following their own desires. They start following their friends. They start criticizing the work of God. All of that is forsaking thatFirst pledge.
也实际上呢，他们并不是去顺服主，而是去顺服他自己的欲望，去顺服他的朋友，去批评神的工作。从这个意义上来说呢，他们就是转离了，他们离弃了他们当初许的愿。
Go ahead.
我接着灵儿那个问题，他这个灵儿问的这个问题是已经针对的对象，就是已经是寡妇的人，怎么能是说是那种，他的意思就是在婚姻里面不忠的嘛？他这可是明明是针对的十一节说的是至于年轻的寡妇，他已经说了是寡妇了，怎么能是说在婚姻里面不忠的呢？
So Nicole's question is about that in this verse that the already a widowAre not unfaithful in their marriage.
Yes, they're not necessarily unfaithful in their marriage, but they could be unfaithful in their devotion to the Lord.
所以他说他不一定是在婚姻里不忠实的，但是他们却在对主的那个爱是不忠实。
Let me tell you the story of our friend Peter Brandon.
所以大家告诉他的朋友 Peter Brandon 的故事。
Peter Brandon came to Vancouver 39 years ago, and he preached to us and was mightily used of God. 39 years ago and 43 years ago.
所以呢 Peter Brandon 43年前来这里，他做了很伟大的神的功。
He was a good preacher. He was well regarded both here in Canada and in the United Kingdom, in England and Scotland.
所以呢，他是一个很好的传道人。这个传道人呢，他在加拿大、在英格兰和苏格兰呢都很有名。
One of his friends said to him one day when he was in Scotland, I think, he said, "I would like to be, I'd like to drive you from your preaching engagements. I will drive you from here to there to here to there."
当他在苏格兰的时候呢，他的一个朋友说呢，如果你到处讲道的话呢，我会做你的司机，把你从这里带到那里，带到那里。
Oh, Peter said, that would be very, very nice. I think his name was John. He said, John, that would be very, very nice if you would do that. John says, that's what I want to do.
那个人的名字叫 John, 他就说 John 呢，如果你能那么做，那是非常非常好的。那个 John 说呢，我就愿意那么做。
But John was a rich man.
但是那个约翰呢，是一个很有钱的人。
I don't even know if John knew how to drive a car.
所以呢，我就不知道那个John和那个约翰会不会开车。
But he had a great big Rolls Royce and a driver.
但是呢，他有一个很好的一个劳斯莱斯的一个司机。
And so John would come with the driver, pick Peter up, and they would drive off to another location.
所以呢，那个约翰呢就会跟他的司机一起来载这个人从这里到那里。
As they were driving along one day, John said to his driver, he said, "You stop here in the middle of the country."
有一天他们在开在路上的时候，在那个国家的中间的时候，他跟那个约翰的司机说，你在这里停下。
And then John turned to Peter and he said, "Now, Peter, I'm just going to take a walk into the woods over there.And I'll be back in some time, maybe 15 minutes, maybe half an hour. I'm just going to walk over there. I'll be back. You stay here with the driver in the car."
所以然后约翰跟彼得说呢，彼得你就在车里待着，然后我会下去在那个林子里面，大概有15分钟或者20分钟，我就会回来，在这里跟司机待在一起。
And then, he went off into the woods.And about a half an hour later, he came back and thanked Peter for his patience, and they started to drive.
然后呢，他到那个林子里，大概待了30分钟以后回来，然后他又进了车，和他感谢那个彼得在车里等，和他的司机等他，然后他们又开始开车。
And then he said this. He said, "Peter, you might wonder why I did what I just did."
然后他跟彼得说，你可能想知道我为什么刚才那么做。
Peter said, "Yes, I did wonder what you were doing." He said, "I'll tell you."
彼得说，那我真的想知道你为什么那么做。那个约翰说，我会告诉你。
He said, "When I was a very young man, I was walking in the trails in this part of the country right over there."
所以他说，那我还年轻的时候呢，我在这个刚才的那个路上走路，就是正好我去的那个地方。
He said, "And as I was walking that day, I fell under conviction of the Holy Spirit of God." He said, "I got down on my knees just over there beside a rock. And he said, I committed my life to the Lord Jesus. And I told him that I would serve him.And I pledged my life to him."
实际上他说呢，我当时呢在那个林子里走路的时候呢，圣灵呢说服了我，我当时呢就在林子里在那个岩石边跪下了，我就接受了主耶稣基督为我的救主，然后我就许愿我整个人生都要服侍主。
And then he said, "And since that time,God has blessed me abundantly."
从那以后呢，神呢给了我极大的福气。
He said, "I have become very rich."
然后就变得很有钱。
He said, "I've become very powerful in government as well as in the Church of God."
所以他说我在政府里面也在 神的教会里面都有很大的权利。
And he says, every time I come down this road, I go back to that same place. And I say, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. And I commit myself to you again, the same as I did all those years ago. I recommit myself to that pledge. I want to keep on serving Jesus.
然后呢，他说呢，他每年呢，每次呢要经过这个地方的时候呢，他都会到那里去，到那会你去说感谢主，感谢主，因为您给了我极大的福气，所以呢，我再次许愿，我每次来都要许愿，我就说要保持我一直就服侍主耶稣。
Don't forget that first pledge.
就不要当忘记当初许的愿。
Keep on repeating that first pledge. He could have got sidetracked by power. He could have got sidetracked by money. He could have said, I don't need the Lord anymore. Look how rich I am. He said, I still need the Lord. I recommit myself to that pledge.
你不要忘记当初许的愿。这个人呢，很容易被那他的权力和金钱带离他，偏离了主。他可以说我现在很有钱了，我不需要主，但是他每次坚持来，再次把自己献给主。
All right, well, that's our time for today. Our prayer is the Lord's going to keep blessing us. Next week, Lord willing, we'll move on to 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy we've done in overview. Next time, 2 Timothy. Maybe some look back in 1 Timothy. If you have questions, bring them along next week.
实际上我们时间也到了，今天呢也就讲到这里，下个星期呢我们会继续的学提摩太后书，但是呢下个星期呢如果你今天仍然有问题，下个星期二就记得把你的问题带来，他会继续回答的。
All right, may the Lord bless us, let's pray.
所以愿主赐福给我们，我们的祷告。
Lord, we've been talking a lot about a lot of very important issues today.
主啊，我们今天谈到了很多很多很重要的问题。
We remembered that the Lord Jesus said you can't serve two masters. You either serve God or you serve money.
因为我们记得主耶稣基督说你不能同时服侍两个主人，你或者服侍神，或者服侍钱。
And Lord, each of us say, Lord, we want to serve God. We don't want to serve money. Would you please help us and keep us so that we do serve God and not money?
因为我们每个人说主啊，求您帮助我们，帮助我们，我们真的愿意服侍神，求您帮助我们去服侍神，而不是去服侍钱。
We give thanks now for your goodness and for the fact that you speak the truth in love to us. We give thanks.
我们也为您的美善献上感恩，也是您用爱来给我们讲真理，我们献上感恩。
And we do so in Jesus' name.
我们这样做的是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless us all today. Hallelujah.